What's going on, everybody? It's Parker with The Social Anxiety, and we're back with another podcast, getting used to the everyday content out here. So today what we're going to be discussing is something called the 5-second rule. So, I've talked with so many people, and the general consensus, not just with people struggling with social anxiety, but really everyone as a whole is everyone feels like there's just there's something holding them back. There's that force holding them back. And we've talked about it in previous episodes before, when we talk about diving into the subconscious and basically those past traumas. So right now, what I wanted to do is actually talk about a book that I had read previously that really gives you a quick kind of tip that's very simple, but has a lot of deep meaning behind it, that you can kind of override that force right now before it, you take the time to first release all those negative memories, negative experiences, negative traumas, and you can start on the path of, reaching those goals that you set for yourself. So it's called the 5-second rule. It's a book by Mel Robbins, I believe. She kind of coined it. And basically what it is just like, if you have an instinct, okay, to act on a certain goal or a certain motivation, that you must physically move within 5 seconds or your brain's going to kill it. Okay, so imagine this. Imagine you're waking up in the morning and all of a sudden you're waking up early. Maybe you set your alarm for 5 a.m. because you want to get up and do a workout, because you have a goal to get physically fit, not just mentally strong. And you wake up at 5 and you realize that you can work out if you wanted to right now for an hour and go to the gym, or you could stay in bed and just fall back asleep to that snooze alarm, or stay in bed and just, see what your friends have been up to on Instagram. So basically what the 5-second rule is that time between idea of working out, idea of going and talking to someone, idea of going and doing an exposure challenge, the time that that idea happens and the time that your motivation dies from it. And the theory behind the 5-second rule is it takes about 5 seconds for the average person to worry about it, think about all the negative things that could happen from it, all the better things you could be doing with your time, which is, bullshit excuses and rationalities. And it takes 5 seconds for that motivation to absolutely die. So that's what we're going to be discussing today. So we're going to explain what the 5-second rule is a little bit more. We're going to kind of show when you can use it, why you should use it, how, and, why it's important. And more importantly, like I talked about, how it can override your subconscious and the things that are, still holding you back. So it's as simple as it kind of sounds. It's basically the 5-second rule, where we're going to be counting backwards from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go. Okay, so there's really 3 main parts to it. Okay, it's the, counting backwards. It's the goal that you have in mind, and then it's moving and pressing forward and doing that physical action that we've talked about before so many times within the cognitive behavioral triangle. It's easier to act your way into a new way of thinking than think your way into a new way of acting. Okay, if you get that movement with your physiology, then it makes it so much easier. And then I'm not going to get into kind of the neuroscience behind it and the, the prefrontal cortex type of things into it, because it's not too important to understand. What's important is how to do it and what it's going to do for you. Okay, so counting basically makes you focus on that goal that you have in mind, okay? That goal, so that when you're about to do something, like we've talked about when it comes to maybe exposure challenges, when you're about to do something, you don't have all that negative shit pop up into your mind like, oh, I'm not good enough to do this. Oh, I'm frozen in fear. Oh, what about the last time? What about this time? What about that time? What about when the person laughed at me? Okay, so what the counting backwards does, it basically makes your brain focus on something other than that. Okay, and when you're able to do that, it really overrides that system, so you have more of a potential to actually do what you're trying to do. Okay, everybody has that dark force pulling them back. But if we have something else to focus on and shift our attention to, then it makes it so much easier. And, you know, that all comes with basically learning how to be more present and how to not let your thoughts take control of you. And we talk about that with meditation, why meditation is so very important. So you can start to let go of certain thoughts and just accept things as they are, so that you can really let this anxiety pass over you. So, you know, the movement, it involves the physiology, okay? And it doesn't really even matter where you go, right? It's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And then you just, you're off, okay? You're off to wherever your intuition, you know, that gut feeling guides you. Okay, that's where you go. Okay, it's not really a big deal. It doesn't really matter, but you just have to get up and go. And it is the intuition though. It's the intuition of whatever goal you set. You know, the world will, it's weird trying to say this and try to, I don't know, get my point across, especially when this is just audio. That's when I want to start doing more video, but the world will really try to trick you. Okay, and make you feel, I don't know, like an airy fairy or wrong and judged for believing that following that intuition in you is the right thing to do. Okay. So, you know, whether that's your family sometimes, unfortunately, a lot of the times it is, whether that's your friends or people that you associate yourself with. Okay. But the intuition, okay, and that gut thing is one of the most, you know, like true connect between yourself and, you know, source and the universe and the power that we personally have. Okay. And you really shouldn't even be listening to 99% of the people out there, because the 99% isn't happy. So whether that's your family, whether that's your friends that may be putting you down, you know, you can't blame them for maybe not believing in a certain goal of yours or a certain vision. Like you can't just think and expect them to have the same amazing positive mindset that you have when you've been listening to hours and hours of these podcasts and trainings and reading your books and like doing this personal development. Like you can't expect that. And that's something that I fell into a trap too. Once, you know, when I first started, when I was maybe like a teenager and really getting into this kind of stuff and just expecting and having that ego, you know, that huge ego of like, Well, I'm doing this. This is the right thing. Maybe, you know, you should be doing this too. But then you kind of have to realize everybody's on their own path and everybody needs their own time to, you know, discover whatever it is that they need to be doing. So you can't ever blame people for, I guess, following the ways of the natural world and whatnot. You just have to kind of realize that it's something that is happening. Like it's a commonality. You just have to accept it. It's kind of like letting that anxiety pass over you. You have to kind of accept the negative shit that's happening, and that you may be around at the moment if that's what your current situation resides in. Now, I'm not this extreme optimist saying, oh, well, you know, it's so easy for you to get out of these horrible situations. Maybe your job, maybe your boss is treating you like crap because of A, B, and C. Just quit, you know, just be done. I'm not gonna say that to you, right? I understand that there are certain situations where you are stuck, you know, being with a certain individual that is A, putting you down, making you feel negative, and putting you in a wrong headspace. That's why what I like to do is talk about the character development, becoming this new character so that A, you have that respect from other people that you can lead into that respect for yourself. Because we kind of talked about this on a previous video where, you know, the character development is amazing, right? It's so amazing to be able to see the external kind of love and keenness and fondness for you and the things that you can do to other people to make them, you know, more interested in you, treat you better, give you things. But in the long run, that's not what you want. What you want is this internal just belief and kindness toward yourself and sense of worth. Okay, so I'm kind of gone a little off track from the 5-second rule. Okay, it must be, you know, it's you have that intuition that you need to be doing something of this goal of yours that you have in mind, okay? And it must be a goal, okay? It must be something that you have a vision of. Because if it's just something like, oh, I need to be doing something else. Like, if you don't have a path toward that goal, it's not going to happen, okay? You're not going to even get that intuition to do it. So if you guys do not have a goal at all right now, okay, whether that be something as simple as getting your body into better shape, well, not simple, but whether it be creating that new character and becoming someone who is less socially awkward, less socially anxious, a new character who may be becoming on the path of free from social anxiety, whether it be that goal. And if you guys aren't sure of how to even map that out, you're in luck, because this is a place that we're going to start doing that, whether that be on the Facebook group, whether that be we're actually creating a really cool like 2-hour course that's completely free, that's going to have like the basics of the social anxiety remedy, like right where to start. It's going to have, you know, the 5 strategies. And in that character section, we're going to give you specific things that you can start doing to map out those goals. So once you're able to know what those goals are, you're going to have the intuition and the feeling and just like the knowledge that you need to do something. Because everybody, you know, you have that. Most people do, if they have a goal that they have in mind. Most people have that all the time. It's just they choose not to act on it. And a lot of times, like, you don't want to act on it, right? It's just something you don't want to do. But if you the very next time you have that feeling, you're going to know when it is. Okay, you're going to have this in the back of your mind. You're going to count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. You're going to focus on the numbers, and then you're just going to act, and you're going to get up, and you're going to move, because it takes that physiology to do it. Because if you don't do it in the 5 seconds, you're not going to do it. It's just as simple as that. This is something that I use. I've talked about this before. I do something called like the Wim Hof, okay, the Iceman. I do his like strategy and theory, his breathing technique to help with my own voice, okay, and my breath work. I use his cold therapy, where I take ice baths and I do cold showers every morning. And the first time you do a cold shower, you do not want to do that. Not at all. You don't want to do that every single day. But what I do every single day is I count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And I use that physiology. So it doesn't have to be as extreme as that. It can be as little as getting out of your bed every single morning and doing whatever you have mapped out for the goal that you want to accomplish. But that's how you're going to do it. And that's how you're going to start overriding that subconscious where, you know, maybe if you didn't do it, you probably wouldn't have done it at all. You would have felt helpless. You would have felt like you weren't worthy. You would have felt even more shitty about yourself in the next hour or so. That's how we can start overriding it. And when we start to get that momentum, okay, we're going to start to make those habits a thing daily. Okay, you're going to start to see, I played baseball in high school. Okay, so you have these streaks, right? You have a hitting streak, and then you have a slump. Right? And it's this momentum. Momentum is so important. Gradual momentum and daily habits that you do every single day that are sometimes boring. Okay. Doing things that you don't want to really do is the things that creates your life into something that you want to have. Okay. The more you seek the uncomfortable, the more you become comfortable. Okay. Doing things that you don't want to do creates things that you want to have in your life. That's just how it works. And with the 5-second rule, it makes it so much easier to get that done. All right, guys. So like I said, be ready for all this content coming out. It's coming out every single day. We're working really hard here. There'll be Facebook posts, obviously, every single day. And the new course, it's going to be 2 hours. It's going to be EFT tapping videos. It's going to be audios for subconscious releases. Things like this with the 5-second rule. Habits that I place in my life. The character worksheets, mapping out exactly who you want to be, where you want to be, and always becoming that character. It's going to be meditation audios and exposure therapy videos. That is going to be amazing. These challenges are really cool. We're getting some really cool content out of it and some cool reactions, and it's amazing. I love doing it. It's so fun, and we're going to be at this every single day. So I hope that really helped you guys. 5-second rule is something that you can actually get the book. It's by Mel Robbins. I'll put the book in there in the description, along with the Facebook group that we're going to be in there all the time. I added like 150 of you guys yesterday. So thanks for all the comments. Thanks for telling me where you guys are. I read all of them, and I'm stoked to start to get to know you guys in there. Ask questions, post stuff, post your life, like what's going on. I want to hear it. Everybody else wants to hear it. I love the community. We're growing a great support group. So that link's going to be in the description.
We'll see you guys next time.